And we're back.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Paisola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Paisola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Paisola.
And we're back, America. Good afternoon. This is Robert Paisola with Western Capital and the Western Capital Multimedia Network. Today we got a good one for you. We're talking about the dreaded topic of COVID-19. What happened? We were all told to stay home for 3 weeks to help the country. 3 years later, here we are. What's going on? Guys, it's great to talk to you today. I've got a great guest. His name is Jimmy White. He's out of Hollywood, and he is in the entertainment industry. Took a long time to get Jimmy here, and so we are right now using this platform for one of our first episodes on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to give us a call today, feel free. You can give us a call at 563-999-3465. Again, that's 563-999-3465. As always, this is a Western Capital production. We are sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Friends, we have been going through some crises that I don't even know how to explain it to, unless you see it. I didn't ever think that I would be able to go and walk down streets in Los Angeles and see people literally sitting in front of the house or laying outside and you know, Venice Beach being just full of absolute people that are having difficulties financially, people that are having trouble putting their lives back in order. So today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you, first of all, I am the CEO and president of Western Capital, and what we do is we help people deal with issues that they have a tough time themselves working with. They have a tough time trying to figure out how they're going to pay the rent. Did you guys notice that rent's going up 50% in places? All over the place. It is crazy. So give me a second, guys. We're going to take a couple seconds here. We're going to get some technical things worked out so I can get my buddy on the line here. And we're going to have a good time. So if you guys just hang out 1 second, we'll be right back. It's Rob Paisola. We are live in Las Vegas with our friend Jimmy here in Hollywood, California. Stand by, my friends. All right. I believe we got it right there. This might work, guys. Let's get Jimmy. I think we got it.
What up, man? Jimmy White in the building. What's up?
Hey, Jimmy White in the building. Jimmy, hey, it's Rob Paisola. It's a pleasure to finally get to talk to you, buddy. You know, we've been working with your people and trying to get you on a show because, you know, you haven't had a silver spoon life. I think that's a good way to say it. Everything you've done, you've worked really hard for, and you're seeing some things right from the belly of the beast out there in Los Angeles. And so I want to welcome you to our show today, and I want to get your feeling on just what's going on in Los Angeles right now. What's happening financially? What are you seeing that maybe some people aren't able to see on the 6 o'clock news?
Well, I'm going to start off by saying the devil's outside. It's hot as all the world outside, period. But, yeah, I definitely had to bust my tail for a lot of things just to get it out the mud and come up and work my way to the top. Work my way, really. I'm not at the top now. I'm still just working every day grinding. So sure. The climate of the financial market is just it's like anything else. You know, I say it like this. Every day I wake up, right, I read Forbes. If my name is not in Forbes, I don't see my picture, I'm not on Forbes, I get up and go to work. So That's the climate anywhere. So, you know, so I've had downfalls, but I'm still grinding.
Yeah,
so
and
I find
that's
myself
the good,
on force. I'm going to keep working every day. That's my motivation.
That's right, and that's the good thing I'm thinking, because the bottom line is sometimes, do you ever feel like it's just kind of hard to put one foot after the other and jump out of bed? You find that it's just really difficult to figure out what the game plan is to even, you know, just the stress we've been through. It's just not normal for a country to go through what we've gone through. How are you able to handle that?
Yeah,
how are you able to overcome that, buddy?
As a black man in America, and understand, like, the way the climate is with just, like, police brutality and other things that's going on, I'm used to it. It's normal. It's like I was born. I didn't actually be here. I just was born into this. But I've adapted. I'm accustomed to certain things. But I'm wise enough now, and I've learned so much that to the point to where it's like I know how to maneuver in just in life, period. I know how to get through obstacles. You know, I look at everything as a challenge. And, you know, I don't try to go around it. I try to face it and overcome it and get – that's why where I'm at right now today. By actually facing my challenges head on versus avoiding them and just keep starting to restart and resetting it. Like, I just deal with it. You know, I'm still dealing with things, and we're going to always do that. That's life. That's growth.
You know, I love the way you said that. You just get up and deal with it. You know, there's so many people that we see in our travels and as we do our seminars across the world. You know, some people have just kind of given up, haven't they? They don't know what the next step is.
Rehab is for quitters, man. Well, you know, rehab is for quitters, so that's what I always say. Rehab is for quitters.
Good. And tell me that. Say that again and explain what you mean, buddy.
I was just saying, like, you know how people just be giving up in life? Well,
yeah.
That's what they got rehab for. They need to go to rehab because rehab is for quitters, people who are trying to quit and give up on life. So they all need to go to rehab. I'm not a quitter, so I'm not going to rehab. I'm just going to face it and keep living life and keep growing. You know, get a few scars, get a few bumps, but, hey, that's what life's about. You know, hey, those are the memories we create. But, you know, that's why I always say I keep it to keep it simple. Rehab is for quitters. Then they need to go to rehab. I'm going to stay out here and just keep busting my ass and keep doing what I got to do to move forward. That's a metaphor, too. I'm just using the rehab quote because, you know, people that just they weak, they're sensitive, they can't handle life. So they all just, you know, this has anything to do with substance, just certain people, they're just quitters. Like people that just people, for example, that didn't want to create or manifest their dreams. So they just said, all right, they settled in life and said, all right, I'm going to just be a normal person versus someone like myself. No, they got a whole big world out here. You got one life. You go out and do everything it is possible that you can do while you're alive and you're living. You get the max.
Now hold on a second. Hold on. Jimmy, hang on a second. Hang on. Say that again. You got to get up and do what? You got to keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward and get the max out of life. You got one life. Get the max out of it versus just giving up, quitting, and settling. For less, you might as well go to rehab. That's like go to rehab in life. Just stay in your house. Basically, you know, every rehab is, to me, rehab means you just at home, you get up and go to work. You're like a robot versus you're out here accepting challenges and dealing with and faced with and trying to gain more and evolve more, you know, and, you know, get the max out of life, achieve more. You challenge yourself sometimes. That's just what I do to myself. I challenge myself. That's what I mean by that.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm not going to rehab. I'm going to face life.
Let me ask you a question, my friend. You know, I was reading, I don't know whether it was in Forbes or it was Inc. I don't want to get into your business situation, but you've made some dynamic changes.
I don't have nothing to hide. Go ahead, let's open this.
Well, the thing is, you've done some magical stuff, but what I also know, and when I was reading about you, buddy, and we've been talking, is that a lot of people around you didn't really have the same belief in you that you had in yourself. And I want to know, how did you deal with those people? Sometimes people call them dream stealers. Sometimes people call them, they're just friends that bring nothing to the table, right? I think you have a special word for it.
Yeah, they're called dream
cloud
stealers.
Chasers.
Right?
Yeah, cloud chasers. Yeah.
Dream stealers. Cloud chasers and dream stealers.
What do you suggest our listeners say to those people?
I say ignore them and just keep doing what you're doing, you know? Don't listen to them. Don't pay them no attention because I don't. And it's like this. I believe in let's say for every movie I ever did or anything I ever done, right, people believe, oh, you can't be in a movie, right? You won't be walking the red carpet. You can't make it to Beverly Hills. as a black man, right? I was like, no, yes, you can. So now it's like they've seen me do it, come from nothing. They saw me take a dream and manifest it right before their eyes. Now they're like, damn, it could be done. So that's a great thing because I could be an example for a younger African-American black man or anybody of any culture. Now they can say, damn, you wasn't in movies. You didn't do this, excuse my language, but, oh, man, now I can look at getting white. If he can do it, I can do it.
And you know, Jimmy, that is kind of possible.
Just go out and do it.
It leads me to the next question, Jimmy. The youth of today, my friend, it's not the same when we were growing up, buddy. Things have changed. It's like they don't see the value, or they're not trying to see what they can do to maximize their ability to get on the path quickly and stay on that path. They just kind of jump off some of them. There's a lot of people just – what do you think about that?
They need more people like me in the front instead. See, I've been in the back or on co-starring with certain people. Now it's time for a person like a personality or a spirit like myself to be in the front. Why? Because these people can get the wisdom and say, oh, wait a minute. That's a different path. I do have a chance. I can do this. The people that actually have the mic and speaking today or just the light is on, those people are not leading or telling, explaining people how to come up in life. They're not showing them how to do it. They're just showing them, oh, I got it. You don't. I'm better than you. Versus putting someone in the front that's actually showing them and educating them. Like, no, you can do this too. Look, let me put you in position. Let me help you do this, if that makes sense. It's time to shift.
Because if
you change the leaders, and get them out of their seat and put new people in with better perspectives and better wisdom who actually have the connections, the resources, versus just the clout or just talking. I got money, but you have no wisdom. You know, we need to get rid of the people who are brainless, all right, clueless, and put the people.
Well, let's talk about that.
To lead the younger generation, for the next 20 years in a better direction. I think we get
that. Let's talk about that. What do you, if you had to give yourself advice, or let's say that you're trying to give somebody advice as maybe like 15, 16, 17, 18, they're just trying to figure out what's going on. And all they know is that in LA, they open a brand new bridge and it's all about what? It's not about the bridge. It's about having a big party and destroying the bridge and running around in cars and getting arrested. Now, I don't know whether I agree with that. What do you tell these kids? What do you tell them to see more than what's happening right now?
I tell them all the time the purpose of this, because a lot of younger generation, like 15, 16, they're making a lot of money while they're in school now. When I was in high school and things like that, you know, first year in college, you know, these kids now in high school, they're able to get on Instagram and start their own business. What I tell them is the goal is to get out. Get the money and get out and go change your life around and just start a family. The purpose is not to get all this money and then give it right back to whoever or go to jail. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to get the money and then start a family and live. That's what they need.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned it. I mean, it's tough. I mean, people call it the generational pass down, or the generational curse. You know, kids today, a lot of times they're just thinking that they get to live the way their family were. If their dad went to jail and their uncle went to jail and their brother went to jail, well, they believe they get to go to jail. Yeah, what do you do about that? How do you bring somebody around full circle so they can see, hey, you know, my Uncle Jimmy took care of it, and look what he was able to do. Look at all the things that were magical in his life.
Right. I just say I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We all sinners, but, you know, I made mistakes, but then I changed. So you can't change. It's going to be hard, but it's fast.
That's right.
Look at me now. Like, I'm able to go make whatever I need to make, and I don't have to do nothing and look over my shoulder for it. So,
a lot of the younger generation,
they watch me change and go through ups and downs. Because when I first jumped into business, right, with music, and then, you know, I do music and films and a lot of other things, I was young, like 15, 16, and then I didn't make mistakes, but I was around the wrong agents and things like that. So they was taking advantage of the finances. So I made mistakes, like being going broke, getting a deal, but then, you know how people, you do a big deal, then people not giving you your money, so now you're basically going from check to check, house to house, and things like that. Then you have to learn the business. So I wouldn't do someone else like that. I would educate them on the business, how to make money, so they won't end up in that same predicament. Got to be able to change the future. Because a lot of older people, they'll beat you out your money. They'll get over on you. As a young kid, and you're young and you're in the business, child's fault, what they try to consider me is, you know, I had to bump my own head and learn through experience. And I could have been better if I was around better teachers. So I would advise anybody, just choose the right people to be around, choose the right environment, people that actually wants to see you win and make money and live, you know, and make a living off what you're doing versus making a living off you and then saying whatever with you and moving on to the next thing so they can survive and then leaving you out to dry, because that happens a lot in any business.
Well, I think you're a fantastic example when it comes to somebody who's gone through opposition and then been able to pop back up and reinvent yourself over and over and over. And, I mean, just the success that you've achieved alone in Hollywood.
That's why they call me Jimmy Neutron.
Okay. Yeah, so it's having that inside of yourself saying, I can do this. Now, our audience is worldwide, by the way. We're being syndicated in over 90 different platforms across the country, across the world. We have all over the United States. We're in Europe. We're in Asia. And believe it or not, some of our greatest listeners are down in South America. So we've got a large worldwide population. And so what we do is we try to stay very, very close to what's going on financially. What do you think about all of these people that are being evicted? Their rent's gone up 50%, a single mom, four kids, and all of a sudden, bam, what do they do? What do you think? Looks like we got Jimmy right here. Well, as I was telling Jimmy,
can you hear me, my bad.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, you're there. I just didn't want to cut you out. No, did you hear the questionnaire, Jimmy? Did you get it?
Oh, no, I was going traveling. Go ahead. Can you say it again? My bad. I'm sorry.
Yep. I'll tell you what. Let's kind of skew the conversation a little bit. What do you think is the biggest thing that we can do as leaders, as business leaders, as people that have been through adversarial times, but also know that we have a lot to give? To get people to know that, like, for instance, my specific question was about the rent. People's rent, Jimmy, was $1,000, and now it's $1,800. That's not morally right. What do you do? And then to be a landlord and then kicking people out, wow, I don't know about that. What do you do when you're faced with that type of adversity? And it's not only because you have the kids, but it's because it's all happening at once. So you're flustered, I guess, is the best way.
I stay prayed up because I know at any moment God can give it to you, he can take it away. You know, I learned that at a young age. Like, you can have something, like, remain humble, you know, in all positions. And I just look at everything as a blessing. Even just this introduction of how we met on Clubhouse, it was a blessing. And, you know, for you compensating, you know, I'm just putting it out there, just the BuncoBunnyWrench.com. You know, that was a blessing. God came through. That wasn't nothing. It was orchestrated, manufactured. I look at it like that was the biggest blessing of 2022 for me. And I can just only imagine as that further that trust goes, it's just I'm all in. And, God did that. I didn't do that. That's when I know it's right. It's real. And I pay attention to things like that, you know, and God continues to bless me like that. You just got to be able to recognize those blessings when they come. It's not,
let me stop you there. You've got to know when to know that something's happening, right? You got to keep your eyes open, keep your eye on the goal, because you know what? Things pop up that you don't expect, and things happen at the least expected time. Now, most people don't know the story of how we met, but we met on a platform of one of our distribution companies called Clubhouse. And I was in the room and I was listening to your story, and I was fascinated. I was so fascinated that I saw your vision, and I was like, you know what? There's a few things that I would do as a consultant, and as most of you know. We do consulting at Western Capital. We deal with people who are having problems, people that are having issues with creditors, people are having problems with whatever it happens to be. So we're the guys that deal with the difficult things in life. So I walk in a room and I'm listening to Jimmy, and he's talking about all the things that he's gone through. But one thing that he showed me that is he is consistent. So showed me that just by pure perseverance, he was able to
motivated,
put himself in a network of people who were able to help him. Let's talk about your network and how important it is to have people around you that believe in you. And then how do we handle the ones that don't?
How we do it is, you know, God, he won't send you the universe, rather. He won't send you just send it to you. I just stay prayed up, man. I'm going to be honest with you. The universe, I just think the universe is in my hands. They send me everything. I just pray for it. I don't get what I work for. I get what I pray for. And I'm always motivated, inspired. I wake up like that just to keep working hard and challenge myself every day. And I set a goal for myself. Like, every day I wake up, if I'm not in Forbes magazine, I need to go to work. I don't care if I got $100,000 in my pocket. I could be dead broke today. It don't matter. My heart is motivated. I'm just motivated naturally, inside, outside, to just get up and do something and be productive. That's the way my parents raised me. Just wake up and do
That's so true.
I made a promise to my mom, right, and this is the key. All she ever told me was once she graduated from high school, I graduated with honors, I went to college. She sent me from, because I was born in the South, you know, deep, deep South. My dad was born in New Orleans. My mom was born in Mississippi. Just coming from the South like that is like nobody ever thought a black man could make it. There was only so many opportunities coming from Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana, rather. And then when you know, just to go to college was a great accomplishment. It was to make my mom proud. She always said, mommy, you want to be positive in your life, you know, and it's nothing negative. Make you go out and make your grandparents and your ancestors, your grandfather, everybody proud. Do the right thing. That's it. That's all my mom raised me to be like that. No matter what, and always be humble, no matter what position you're in.
Humility. What's happening there right now? I mean, that's a tough word because
humility.
Yeah. I think that's important. What do you think?
That's very important. To me, that's the solution to power. If you ever get put in a position of power, being humble, that maintains power. A lot of people, they get in a position of power, first they don't have nothing to say, then they lose it. Or they're too prideful. You can't be that way. How you maintain power, a position of power, any position. You can be at McDonald's and work your way up to be the manager. That's a position of power. Even at the lowest level of business, as long as you be humble and remain and you're nice and kind to your employee, hey, they're going to love you and they're going to bust their tail for you. But if you, the second you go to being arrogant and just treat them wrong, then you're going to lose people and people start to quit. I've learned and mastered everybody's the same no matter what, you know, and treat everybody
the same. That's right.
That's the way my parents
That's right.
That's me.
Jimmy, let me tell you, this is our first time on this platform. We've actually broadcasting on other platforms, but on Blog Talk Radio, this is our first actual show. We are hitting over 1,000 people at this time, and I want to give our guests the telephone number. You guys can call in if you have a question. Let me give you a telephone number, guys. 563-999-3465. That's 563-999-3465, and you'll be able to join us the name of the show is Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. And talking today with our dear friend Jimmy White, who lives out in Hollywood, California, and Jimmy is just a mastermind of diamonds. He tells people the way it is, and Jimmy has a following all over the world. A lot of you probably received his announcement that he would be featured today on our show. And you know what? It takes a lot. It takes a lot to get me to see somebody who can help our audience because, you know, as you guys know, we do coaching and mentoring, and we charge $500 an hour to do what we do. But today you guys can get the information for free because I'm here to help you and to get you back on track. And I understand if you're dealing with an eviction. I understand if you haven't got your food stamp money. I understand when you were sitting at home and watching TV because you weren't allowed to go to work. Give us a call, guys. We're live, 563-999-3465. Anyway, back to you, Jimmy. Tell me, what would you say is your next goal? What are you looking to accomplish now?
I want to be the next young Denzel Washington. You know, and what I mean by Denzel, he's big, he's huge in television, but to be a leader and not to compromise myself. But I'm going to tap in and do a little pushback, what you just said. I have a gold mind. You know how important gold is to the planet. Yeah, but I have gold mind, like a brain, a gold brain. I'm always thinking, if that makes sense. But the next thing, some great thing for me is, you know, become, do the Jay Blanco Network, reality TV shows, movies, do better movies, and make movies out of, like, my book. I have a book called The New Revelations, The Knowledge of the Twins, because I'm a twin, and I come from
What's the name of that book again? I would say it because I want to make sure that our listeners get that. What is it?
It's called The New Revelations of Al-Mahdi. The revelations of the Mahdi in English, that means the knowledge of the twins. Because I wrote a book about my great-grandmother, she was an identical twin. And her sister had nine sister identical twins. I'm an identical twin, and my brother got identical twins. So I'm a line of twins, and I wrote a book about the knowledge of the twins and how we think as twins. Because we're like the same cell, but we split, but we're like the sun and moon. So I wrote a book about it. That's what great thing. I want to make movies out of that. You know what I mean? Like how you got the gods of Egypt, and it was like a story out of the Bible. I want to make movies and do things about the knowledge my ancestors passed down to me from the south of Louisiana Purchase, being from the Tunica tribe of the Washita Moors, or the indigenous ones that Great Britain and the Queen of England did with the Louisiana Purchase, if you know anything about that. So manifesting that, my nonprofit organization, the Shiloh Empire, that was a church passed down. My mom's in the church. My dad's a preacher. So and just carry that on. That would be my retirement plan because I take all my proceeds and I'm just going to build the biggest church in America. Like the Vatican in Europe, you got Saudi Arabia for the Muslims, but I want to build that in America where it's 7 days a week, though. It's open like Walmart. So at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be providing the services. The Shiloh Empire, that's my nonprofit organization. That's my heart. That's my new baby that I've been working on for the last 2 years, and I will take all the proceeds I make from music, films, fashion, television, things like that, and put it into that. It's like giving back to God, because I know God's sending me all these blessings financially or just whatever it comes. I'm going to give it back to the temple and just advance it or just invest in building the temple, like the Vatican of America, and it's 7 days a week. And I think that'll help providing food, shelter, clothing, and resources for the less fortunate. That'll kill and solve the solution to homelessness in the world. Because when it's cold outside and Christmas time, I saw one time, and what inspired me was I saw a lot of people that's just like homeless or whatever, and like people on skid roads, like it's cold. They'd be sleeping on churches' doors and doorsteps, and it's like it's Christmas time. What in the world is going on? You know what I mean? So I'm like, why won't the churches open the doors? So matter of fact, you know, it made me think, why don't we open a church? It's 7 days a week at 2 o'clock in the morning. People don't want to go to a trap house. They don't want to go to somewhere where, you know, they have nowhere to go. Give them somewhere to go. And God said, open the doors. Give them somewhere to go. Give them somewhere to lay down and take showers. But this is 7 days a week, not just once or twice out the week. Change the world with that by bringing a Vatican to America, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's my way of saying it.
Jimmy, give me 1 second. What we're going to do is we're going to take about a 30-second break here. We're going to do it for station identification to our network partners around the world, and we'll be right back. Stand by, my friends.
You're now listening to the world-famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Paisola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Paisola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Paisola.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. We are back. You know, Jimmy was talking about his book, and I wanted to do something. I wasn't thinking about this, but I'm going to give you guys something today. Every time I go online, every time I spend time with you together, I always promise two things. Number one, that I will always bring you value. In other words, I'm going to bring something to you that's going to assist you to overcome something in your life that maybe is a little bit difficult. The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you something because I wrote a book. We just finished it, and it was just released. Actually, it's in pre-release right now. It's called Timeless Wealth Wisdom. Let me tell you how to get that, guys. If you're listening to this or if you're listening on the recast on any of our platforms, we're going to go ahead and tell you how to get a free book, my last book, Timeless Wealth Wisdoms, 76 Wealth Secrets to Make You Rich. Guys, what you need to do is you need to simply go to My Collector, MyCollector.org. MyCollector.org. And then you're going to type it, you're going to see the word books. BOOKS. If you're on an Android, or if you're on an iPad, excuse me, the iPad, you'll see some links, and then you'll see books on that one. So what you want to do is you want to go there, go down and type, put in your cart, Timeless Wealth Wisdom, and then it's going to ask you for a promo code, and you're going to put in the word wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H. And for being my guest today and for listening to us here on our satellite network, we are going to give you a copy of that book. Guys, I'll have that in the show notes if you have any questions. Or if you want to, my name is Robert Paisola, R-O-B-E-R-T, Paisola, P-A-I-S-O-L-A. Just add a .com to that and scroll down towards the end. It'll say, download my free book, and you'll be able to get that. That's what we do. We want to make sure we stay with you. So if you have any questions or any problems going forward, that we can definitely make your life easier. So that's a gift from me to you. Guys, we ask you if you like this episode, if you're having a good time, if you're enjoying it, if you're finding Jimmy's story, whoa, it blows me away. If you're seeing Jimmy's story as something that, man, this guy has really, really been able to lay down some fundamentals in his life. It's not been easy being Jimmy. But you know what? He consistently moves forward, don't you? I mean, that's all it's about, right?
That's a fact. Because I've been up, down. I've been outside homeless before. Because I was out of town, and I wasn't around any family members, so I trusted a lot of people in the business. But I bounced back. I just stay motivated. That's my thing. Stay motivated. Stay positive. Surround yourself around great people. And anything is possible as long as you believe and stay prayed up.
Yep. You know what? I have a question. I have a question for you. And this is a tough one for me because, there's an application that we use quite a bit. It's called Clubhouse, C-L-U-B-H-O-U-S-E. All you got to do is go to Google. And, oh, my gosh, you guys are amazing. Holy cow, yeah. You know what? Guys, we just had 78 people download the book since I just mentioned that. Guys, I love you guys to death. You guys are amazing. Now, why do we do that? We do that simply because it helps you. It helps us. It keeps you in our loop. That way, if you have any financial problems or issues going forward, we can help you. If you want to watch some great video, go to robertpaisola.com, P-A-I-S-O-L-A.com, and you're going to be able to take a look at the videos, and you're going to be able to see exactly who we are. We are based in Los Angeles, offices in New York, Miami, and in Salt Lake City. So, Jimmy, there's going to come a time when people are going to say, you know what, I've got to do something with my life, but right now, that degree that I have, my family life's maybe having a little difficult time, I'm having a tough time just simply getting by and getting the basics out of life covered. What are you going to do? What do you suggest, Jimmy?
Set your mind to it. Stay focused and accomplish it regardless of the distractions. You can do it. You got to tell yourself. You can do it. Even when you doubt yourself, just keep. You can do it. You can do anything. All things are possible when you believe, right?
That's right. Yeah, and let me add on to that. I want to state very, very emphatically, guys, you're not in this alone. This is the most magical thing I think you'll hear today. And listen carefully. You are in a situation right now where nobody else has ever gone. Okay, we're in all together. We've all been told to do something that in the entire history of the world nobody's ever done it. No one's ever said stay home, and then 3 years later, have they said, "Hey, everything's great now, guys. Welcome back." No, now we're talking about monkeypox or whatever the heck they want to call it. It just continues to go, and I think people are getting really tired of trying to figure out what the next big death nail is, and they're tired of hearing about it. But you know what? I think that as long as we have the ability to do a couple things, number one, have shelter. Number two, have food. Number three, have clothing. Think about how simple that is. Now, when I was a kid, I wouldn't even have thought of those kind of things. Those things wouldn't even have popped in my mind because it was just simply there. Now our brothers and sisters need us. There's been no time worse than I can think of when they need people like myself and like Jimmy to say, hey, I tell people this all the time, Jimmy, Jimmy, it is not my job to stand behind you and push you to success. It's not my job to stand in front of you and pull you to success. It's my job to walk side by side with you, brother.
Part.
And you know what? That's right. And some everybody
like,
has
said,
that's. I was just gonna say everybody has
helping assisting me, right?
That's right. That's right. Because everybody has a different spot where they're at right now, and that's okay. That's perfect. That's not a problem. All you got to do is let us know what's going on, and that's why we do these shows. That's why we keep coming back over and over and over. And I'll tell you, when I started doing my first few podcasts, I only had maybe 10, 15 people that would show up, and I would get depressed. And then we started getting thousands and thousands and thousands, and then obviously you see where we're at now. And we've made a tremendous amount of money. So, guys, can you make money on the Internet? Absolutely. Can you make money passive? Passive residual income online? Yes, you can. You need to brand yourself. And we're going to do a special broadcast with some of our great friends, Jimmy's friends, and some of the people that I can't say their names right now, but they're going to be people that you're going to know in the financial world and also in Hollywood. And you're going to hear about their stories where they've gone from making millions of dollars to where now they're having to rebuild, or they had to rebuild and they're still back at it again. So you're going to hear those real life stories. And you know what, as Jimmy said, it's that attitude, it's that continuation of spirit, it's the not giving up. But notice what else Jimmy did say that I think we just kind of passed on. His father was a preacher. His father was a preacher. The man had a role model that said, we do not give up. We believe in ourselves. Jimmy, what was it like having that kind of a role model? And I'll tell you, my brother, that doesn't exist often these days. What was it like growing up having that in your life, sir?
Well, growing up, I didn't understand it, but today I do. Just even having, like, family reunions every so many years, like every 2 years, and just to come across different people, like when I left the South and went to Atlanta to go to college, just to see other city kids come in. I'm a country boy, so being around city kids, like, y'all don't know y'all grandmothers, y'all never did family reunions. Wait a minute, that made me say, well, I guess my family, you know, it's a blessing just to even know who your great-great grandparents are and understand, like, things with inheritance, what those things is, and just how to elevate and grow and just be family or structured and spiritually grounded no matter where you at. Just know you're not alone. You always got God. You always got the universe on your side. Do the right thing and, you know, practice those commandments and the simple things, the principles. So, but now as I've got older, now I understand what my parents was putting into me. And they was preparing me since a kid or a child to become a spiritual being or, you know, spiritually grounded. Because at the end of the day, that's all you need. It's God. That's
boy, Jimmy, why is it that people have a tough time saying, God is somebody who I work with, and God and I, we're doing just fine. Why do people feel maybe like that they don't want to mention God because they're the man and they don't need help from anybody? You know what I mean?
A lot of people that forget about God, and they think it's them when it's not. That's why God has a way of humbling you too. In the universe, that's why you go through things. You're like, hold up, this is a great person. Why did this happen? I was up last year. I was just up. I had money. I was doing this. How did I lose everything? You know what I mean? So then that's because those people, they thought they got ahead, but in actuality, they didn't. God had to humble them. So you get the energy you put out, but once you forget God, you forget yourself and actually who you are. And God in the universe has a way of humbling you and making you, reminding you of, I gave you all this, and I can take it away. Now come back to me. So,
man, think about that.
You have good karma. You have good karma and bad karma. So.
That's right. That's right. And God gave it to you, but he can also take it away. And you know what? The first thing that comes to my mind, Jimmy, when you say that, is that it takes moral responsibility. You're given things, but guess what? Just as you're given things, they can sure be taken back. They can sure be taken away from
right.
you.
And I'm going to make a great point, too. Like, it's like when I was on tour, right? Just another example, a real-life example of my life, right? I've been through so much. Just being on – when I went on tours and I signed a deal and I was on the Next Friday soundtrack and running around with Ice Cube and Puff Daddy and Mace on these tours in 99, 2000, 2001, been on tour with 112, Whitney Houston. It was a blessing, but God wasn't nowhere around. So God had a way around 2002, 2003 to say, you know what, I'm going to slow your career down. I'm going to make you go through some few things. I'm going to take your money away so you can remember me. Because all this time, as I look back on those years ago, I was like, wow, we was on tour. We was having so much fun. I was a kid, but God wasn't around. I had nobody around, so God had a way of putting himself back in my life and humbling me and making me think, oh, okay, now I get it. So next time as I rebuild myself, rebrand myself, I know this time, no matter what, God's with me. He's in front of me, behind me, on side of me, everywhere. I can keep him in the picture. So when his blessings come, recognize, like, our relationship, I did that. Man, he don't see the
Isn't it, Jimmy?
You never know how
it's going to
work. So that's the blessing. And I,
you know, isn't it amazing how God has a way of just putting little things in your life that you never expected? You know, I know people that have just are trying to get the very basic minimums of life, and then all of a sudden someone comes along and does something out of the spirit of kindness. Guys, you don't have to have a lot of money to be a person that has influence to help people. Listen to what I just said. You do not have to have a lot of money. All you have to do is physically show up. How important can it be sometimes just to be there for somebody, just to hold their hand and say, you know what, I'm in this with you, buddy. If you want to talk, let's go have a pizza. How important. And you know what? Right now, guys, this is a fact, and it came out from The Lancet, and those of you in medicine know what that is, the medical journal. Do you guys realize, do you understand, more people died of suicide and mental health issues than from COVID during the period of which they said we had COVID? Why is that? What do you think of that, Jimmy?
I think that, like, for me to be blessed, like, I had got tested. I went to my doctor and got fully tested. Because, you know, you got the monkeypox out there now, you got COVID out there, you got a lot of things. So I had a situation to where, and mind you, like, it even made me stop smoking weed. I used to love to smoke marijuana. But this, a few months ago, like 4 months ago, I went and got tested, blood tests, everything. I wanted to see everything that's wrong with me, right? And I was so blessed, and then I got my results back, and my doctor told me, he's like, only thing you have too much caffeine, stop drinking all that coffee. I was like, that's a blessing. So it let me know that just stand prayed up, God's going to protect you no matter what. And, you know, for those who actually probably ran across that and facing that, I don't know what they're doing. I just say that, man, go to God. He can heal anything. You know, just pray about it, because you don't get what you work for. You don't get what you try. You know, you get what you pray for. So a lot of people just need to stay prayed up and do what they need to do. I think that's my story, though. You know, I think God's been with me in the universe because he knows my heart's pure, and I've been actually doing the right thing. And, you know, he just blessed me to say, you're pure, you're clean on the inside and out. And that's the blessing through all this sickness that's going on. You know, and
that's right.
Else, and be nice to people and be kind and be gentle. You know, and the good, that's called good karma. When you do good, you know, no matter what, I'd rather be broke. You know, this is one of my sins. I'd rather be broke and sleeping in a tent than actually go out here and do things and break those commandments. Yes, they say, I'm rich, I got it all. Nah, that's not me. God in the universe has a way of just putting you in bad situations. So just know what you're doing right, stand positive, you know. And, you know, I think that's where his the universe way or God's way of letting me know, you know, I'm going to bless you. You're not sick. It's other people are finding out they're sick. But is they living their life right? So he reminded me, you're living your life right. You're on the right track. So I let that skip over you. So just continue doing what you're doing and share that story with the next person. Maybe they can get a rub off of them, and maybe they can start practicing whatever they say or whatever they call God or whatever, you know, because we all the same. You know, you just have to have that mentality to do what's right, and, you know, you'll stay okay. Stay motivated. Stay positive.
Absolutely. You know, and one thing that catches my mind, you know, I really never got into the details of exactly who Jimmy White is, and I did that on purpose because, you know what, we all have a pedigree. We all can say we've done this, and you and I both, Jimmy. It's kind of funny, we've made millions and lost millions, but you know, when it comes down to it, now is the time where we get to just use our influence to be able to talk to our friends. I can tell you right now, guys, Jimmy White's got over close to 1 million followers. I have over 1 million followers online. That's a large, large, large group of people that are listening to what we have to say. And you know what? We're here today. We're not getting paid to be here. No one's coming to us and saying, hey, you need to come and do what we can to try to help somebody around the world with all of your wonderful wisdom. That's not what we're here for. We're here to give back. That's what we learned a long time ago. Because you know what? It's selfish. And I'll tell you this. One thing that I took a long time to learn is if I do not use the abilities that I've been given properly, then guess what? They can be taken away. Guys, we're live in Los Angeles, California. A guest call-in line, dial 563-999-3465. The lines are open right now. We're speaking to Jimmy White in Hollywood, California. And this is Robert Paisolo. I am the CEO and president of Western Capital International. We're based in Las Vegas, where our Las Vegas headquarters are. You can reach us toll-free at 1-800-373-8913. You can also send me an email to Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCILive.com. As always, guys, we're always looking for quality guests. We're looking for people who can spread the movement, can keep things going positive. We do not get in the sand pit of distress and destruction. We don't go on Clubhouse and talk about how this is the right type of person, this is the not wrong kind of person, and just to spread gossip. And it's amazing because I've kind of felt I've had my feelings hurt lately. I've had my feelings hurt because people have predetermined evaluations of what they kind of think that you are, what you bring to the table. But you know what? Whenever you do what Jimmy says and you just persevere, people are always going to do the following, guys. The cream will always rise to the top. Let me say it again. The cream will always rise to the top. Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because my phone's dying too, and I got a few other things. I appreciate you having me on the show live. I want my phone. It might just cut out on me. But a great interview. Appreciate you having me here. Shout out to West Capital and the whole thing, everything you're doing and everybody else that's listening, paying attention. There is so much more work to be done out here on the planet. Let's just stay positive and stay focused and continue to do what we need to do. But I got to go, buddy. Just hit me when you finish this thing, and let me go ahead and put this phone on the charge. I'm at like 1% right now, so it might cut off any second. I got to put the phone
on the
charge.
Hey, no problem.
But I appreciate
you
having me, though.
My friends, we've been listening to Jimmy White today. He is in Hollywood. He is in the entertainment industry, both in the music and the film industry. All of his bio will be posted below. You can learn from him. And I'll go ahead and say, Jimmy, thank you so much. God bless you, my friend. And we'll go ahead and you can hang up right now, and we'll ahead and conclude the show.
Thank you, man.
You bet. God bless you, my friends. Friends, listen. Listen how amazing it is whenever you have a goal and a desire and an ability to be able to reach out and help someone. Doesn't it feel better to help than to receive? Doesn't it feel better to know that you're giving back, that you're helping someone being able to get back on track? You know, there's one thing I figured out a while ago, and that was there's one bad, bad word that I don't like to use. It's called judgments. You want to mess up a relationship really quickly? Judgments and expectations. It'll absolutely destroy anything you're trying to do. We're live in Los Angeles right now, guys. Telephone number to call in is 563-999-3465. Telephone number, 563-999-3465. Do you find yourself in a situation where you got served by the constable the other day? They want you to be out of the house in 10 days. Do you find that you're sitting in a situation where maybe you inherited a little bit of money and all of a sudden somebody came and took advantage of you? Do you have a situation where you're trying to figure out what you want to do, or you're sitting at home and friends aren't everywhere they used to be, are they? You're trying to figure it out on your own. Well, I'm here to tell you guys, I love you. You know that. God loves you. Jimmy loves you. We care. And everything we say is from the heart. Everything we say is from the heart. And we're putting together a platform of people from all over the country and all over the world, actually, to be able to bring just the fundamental basics to people. We're reaching out to our partners in our business and our partners in corporate America to try to make things a little easier. It is not fair, nor is it right for somebody to live in the United States of America and not be able to have heat, not be able to have food, not be able to do the things that other people do. Can you imagine trying to go to school, being a kid, and not having a pair of shoes, not having the things that are we consider basics? What is that? Is there a reason? Well, sure, there's a reason. I think all the challenges we're given in the world are given to us because of what we need to deal with. Oh, yeah. I think that the challenges that we're given are there for our own betterment. And I think it's not a matter of how we get through it by ourselves, but how we get through it and how we help other people. You see, sometimes you learn the most when things seem the worst. And every day I listen and I talk to people. And as an owner of a company, and I just got very, very lucky. And I'll tell you, I've been up and down like a balloon. But fortunately, our company, Western Capital, which is based at mycollector, collector.org, has leveled out, and we've been able to have a fantastic organization. Now what we're doing is we're working with people and showing them how that they can put their voice out all over the world and help other people to be able to bring whatever exquisite joy they have, whatever they can do to bring somebody to the next level. If you can sing, if you love music, if you're in the arts, if you understand how to work with people, maybe talking and you're in a different area, so maybe other people are skilled at dealing with a certain type of a person that you don't, you might not be the best at. That's okay. Build your network. I'm going to get back to what I told you guys today. Because you're listening, I'm giving away a book. All you have to do is go to www.mycollector, mycollector.org. Once you get to that website, what you're going to do is you're going to click the icon that says books, and then you're going to see, it'll take you down to where I think there's three or five or something like that, and you're going to see the one that's it's kind of yellow and orange, and it says Timeless Wealth Wisdom, Secrets to Make You Rich. And it's going to give you different ideas so that whenever you're feeling, boy, what could I possibly do to be able to add a little bit of income to help my family? That's why I wrote it. And they're just little ideas that maybe put that seed of possibility in your mind. And what you're going to do is you're going to go and you're going to click on the book. You're going to put it in your cart. And right to the left-hand side, you're going to see a line that says enter discount code, something like that. And you're going to write the word wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealth. Then you're going to notice that 1995 book, boom, went to zero. And then you might, on the next page, just go to the next page, and you might have to type it in again, but it'll be zero. You don't need to put a credit card in. Just put your personal information so we can reach out to you. We can talk to you. Guys, we do this because we realize and have seen the changes in people's lives that we're able to help them with. Las Vegas is a very, very interesting town. I grew up in Ohio. I spent a lot of time doing the right thing. I'm glad I didn't fall off the edge back when I was in high school. But I went to college at Brigham Young University. I went there on a scholarship, and I had a good experience at Brigham Young University. I've been very, very blessed. I'm sure you know I'm LDS. I'm a Mormon. And I do everything I can every day to just try to be the best that I can be. And you know what? There's no such thing as a perfect life. Doesn't exist. But you know what? We can all try and give the best what we absolutely can. So I did that. Then I started a company called Western Capital, Western Capital International. And you simply, I think there's so many websites to get there. I don't know. Just Google my name, guys. Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Paisola, P-A-I-S-O-L-A. And if you want to just add a .com to that, it'll show you all my social media. Feel free to follow us. One thing, if you do send me an email to Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCILive.com, make sure in the subject line that you heard us on Blog Talk Radio. And I'll help you. I'll look at your situation and I'll tell you what I believe, what we can do to get you back on track if you're having trouble. Because I know there are people out there listening, because I know this is a huge platform. Just to get set up on it took us a lot of time. But I know that there are people that are saying, you know what? I don't quite know what I want to do, but there's something about what I'm hearing right now that this guy can help me and can help us and help our family maybe get a little bit closer to where we need to be. And it's interesting. I've learned that a lot of times when you just sit back and you take a third-party view of your life as a side person, not as a person who's enmeshed into it. Oh, the computer just said 90 seconds. As a person who's enmeshed in your life, that you can actually get feedback and you can absolutely bring value to your life and to others. My friends, it is a true pleasure to serve you. It's a true pleasure to be here. It's a true pleasure to have great friends like Jimmy White who come and discuss their life with you. We promise we're going to bring you some of the most amazing people that you have ever seen. We're going to take you places and we're going to show you everything that we've been through. If you want to really, really, if you enjoy the content today, type in Robert Paisola in the word SoundCloud, S-O-U-N-D-C-L-O-U-D. We go after debt collectors and we win. We litigate in federal court. Guys, this is Robert Paisola, and I am happy to say that this is my first episode ever on this platform, and I'm very, very impressed with it. I look forward to getting to know all of you. Please follow, like, subscribe. Again, the telephone number that will be the same one next time is 563-999-3465. As always, it is a true pleasure to talk to you. It's a true pleasure to be with you and to let you know to all my friends from Clubhouse. God bless you, my friends. This is Rob Paisola. We're live. And we're here to help you. Have a great night. Have a great, great night, my friends. Robert at WCILive.com.